Hi, everyone, and welcome to yet another episode of the Irish Knicks Fan Podcast, where we talk about beer, basketball, and business, and not necessarily in that order. I'm your host, Breen Evers, so let's get right into it. So in this episode, we're going to talk about our big win against the Utah Jazz, a team that have surprised many this season. They went into this year fully expecting to be a tanking team, a team that are trying to lose as many games as possible in the pursuit of Victor Wembanyama. But instead, this assortment of misfit toys, discarded players from a lot of different teams around the league have blown the doors off everyone and raced out to the best record in the league so far. And honestly, I didn't know what to expect going into last night's game, but our guys really showed up. After I go into a little bit of that breakdown, I want to tell you a bit more about what you can expect from the Irish Knicks fan crew here going forward. And then I wanted to go on a bit of a ranty rant to close out the episode to talk a bit about self-care and the importance of giving yourself a break when you need it. So let's go. Right from the jump, our guys were ready to play. You could tell after even the first 5 minutes or so from the opening quarter that this was going to be a close, competitive game. And as a viewer, and more importantly, as a fan, these are the type of games that are just much, much more enjoyable to watch. You know, at the end of the day, obviously a win's a win. And if we've blown out teams and our guys get a bit of a rest and the game was never in question, we'll take those wins whenever we can get them. But as an overall viewing experience, these close, competitive, like highly fought, like hardly fought games are a lot more fun, and they're a good test for our guys. I mean, to take a look at some of the box scores, you know, we had the usual three-headed snake with a massive performance. RJ had 18 points, four assists, three rebounds. If you were watching the game, you'll know that he missed a shit ton of free throws. Come on, RJ. This was an area of his game that he has openly talked about wanting to work on this season. And to watch him brick, I think, at least five or six free throws, which would have taken him into, you know, 23, 24 point range for the game, was very frustrating. But, you know, one of the things I loved about his play against the Jazz in this game was he was playing aggressive and angry as fuck. And when RJ plays like that, he starts to look a little bit like young Kobe out there. And at one point, he had 9 or 10 free throws in the first, like, 8 minutes of the third quarter. Or was it the second quarter? Either way, throughout the whole game, he was in attack mode, and you love to see it. But again, RJ, please start making your fucking free throws. Should we make a t-shirt that says "Make your fucking free throws"? I think we might have to. And Julius had another great game. Again, the numbers don't really tell the full story. 15 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist. But you could really tell by his body language and by his intensity and by his effort on defense that he really, really wanted to not only play well, but like to inspire his teammates, set a tone, and like come out here really with something to prove. To be honest, I'm still kind of trying to like scratch in my head over the game that we had recently against the OKC Thunder. We scored 135 points. 6 of our guys were in double figures, and we still lost by 10. I'm not really sure what happened there, but in this game, same idea. Six guys in double figures. RJ, Julius, Jalen, we'll get to him in a second. Emmanuel Quickly, Jericho Sims had a double-double, and even Obi was 1 point off a double-double as well. So this was a great overall team performance. But as per usual, Mr. Big Shot Brunson, Action Brunson is his actual nickname, but I prefer Mr. Big Show, had an incredible performance, 25 points, 8 assists, 3 rebounds. Pretty sure he barely turned over the ball, if at all. Had a number of big 3-point plays as well. Just It felt like every single time the game may have gotten out of reach because the Jazz would make a little run, Tibbs would take Jaylen off the bench and say, okay, go out there, calm things down, take back control of this game, impose your will on these motherfuckers. And he did that. And as I said in many episodes before this, I wasn't a huge fan of Jalen Brunson before he joined the Knicks. I thought, if I'm honest, let's get it on the record, that he was pretty overrated. But now, in watching him very closely, as I have done for these last 14 games, I can see why people thought so highly of him. When he was traded to the Knicks, or when he signed with the Knicks for that $104 million contract as a free agent, everybody was kind of scratching their head because they thought that maybe it should have been Donovan Mitchell or even KD. But all of the NBA players' reactions was, good job, Knicks, great choice. You know, you just getting this getting showered with praise from all the big name players in the league. And a general rule of thumb, if you've been following the league for the last few years, is that how you really find out who the real guys are, the real fucking ballers, is by what the other NBA players have to say. So when the consensus was, great job, Knicks, this guy is a fucking bulldog, I guess I should have trusted it because he's been absolutely incredible so far this season. And, you know, as I said, every time he comes on the court, you know he's there to lead by example, play his absolute hardest, leave everything on the court, and honestly inspire his guys to just, reach his level of consistency just by how he carries himself and how he plays the fucking game. So good job, Jaylen. Absolutely incredible performance. I kind of buried the lead a little bit there and realized that I didn't even mention Mr. Bum Reddish himself had a very uncharacteristically incredible game this time around. He scored 19 points and honestly had some really big highlight plays and some big defensive stops as well down the stretch. So maybe I might need to retire this Bum Reddish name if he continues to perform like this going forward. But my God, let's see if he can convince me, because honestly, sometimes just even looking at him, I'm just like, oh, what a fucking prick. So, as I mentioned, this was a really competitive game throughout. It was 68-51 at halftime. It had been tied right up until that point and was fully representative of how evenly matched these two teams were. Again, not a bad sign for us Knicks fans that we are going toe-to-toe with the team that has literally outperformed every other team in the league to date. And again, still early in the season, so take that with a pinch of salt. But then for Jaylen to nail a buzzer beater three-pointer right at the end of the first half was absolutely incredible, and I screamed my apartment down when that went in, because fuck yeah, you love to see it. So we went in with a slight lead into halftime, and honestly, like, I went into halftime thinking, Jesus, that was probably one of the most solid and impressive halves of basketball that we've played. Now, obviously, the game being as close as it was, there was some defensive lapses. People weren't making their full rotations. Kelly Olynyk was out there looking like Larry Bird. Finished the game, I think, with 27 points and 11 rebounds. So, yeah, somebody who, honestly, if you saw him, would think he was somebody that, you know, should just be floating around a hipster cafe with a oat matcha. Yes, Dave, I did just completely call you out on the podcast. And who is basically the nerdy guy who decided to try basketball one day and actually realized he was pretty damn good at it. But yeah, Kelly Olynyk had a massive game. He honestly at times was the biggest reason why the Jazz stayed in the game despite our guys playing honestly to the absolute limit of their potential in terms of the level of execution and the overall energy and effort that they put into that first half performance. But then in the second half, we kind of had a bit more of the usual roller coaster. The Jazz would push out by 5 or 6 points, then we would do the same, and it would just go back and forth, back and forth. I think before the fourth quarter even started, we'd had over 20 lead changes, and it was just an incredible game to watch. I mean, yes, Knicks fans, I know that we're used to watching these type of tight games against, you know, very solid opponents and losing. So all the alarm bells were ringing the whole time saying, you know, they're going to break my heart again. Maybe, who knows? But, you know, cheering them on, making a lot more, making a lot of interesting noises as watching our guys, hit shots, play good defense, have huge blocks. Mr. Jumpman Sad Boy Sims with another absolute monster dunk as well. So it was like the usual, absolutely emotionally draining experience, but incredible nonetheless. And then going into the fourth quarter, that's when our guys really took it up a notch. And in the last 8 minutes of the fourth quarter, went on a 22-9 run and really put the game out of reach, with the final score finishing at 118-111. So again, you know, we'd 6 guys in double figures. If it wasn't for Obi falling 1 point short, we'd have 7 guys in double figures. So as I said, an overall incredible team performance. Jalen Brunson reminding everybody why he is the $104 million man. Julius, although the points don't really reflect it, like his stats, sometimes in these games, it's like 15 to 18 points. But he really is the engine. He is the emotional leader. He is the fucking heart and soul of this team. He's won me over, honestly. I think that he was definitely being floated in a bunch of trade rumors this season or this offseason. And I was kind of, I wouldn't have been sad to see him go, especially if we got, you know, either Donovan Mitchell or KD in return. I'd still probably take KD. Sorry, Julius. But he has really kind of done his part to show that he's bought back in. He's won back over the fans. He's smiling. He's laughing. He's lifting his teammates up. And, you know, I'm back in, man. I'm back in. And obviously, my guy RJ had another great performance. Again, as I mentioned a little earlier on, please, RJ, make your fucking free throws. But the level of aggression that he played with and his usual effort on defense that you can always depend upon, it was just an incredible game and an incredible win. So, yeah, I mean, when we end up having a performance like that, where we are going toe-to-toe with a team that currently has the best record in the league and we look just as good, if not better, if our shots are falling, our defensive rotations, for the most part, looking pretty solid, our energy, our effort, our level of grit and determination, everything was turned up to 100 and you could really tell. And that's ultimately what got us the win in the end. So great overall performance, and I couldn't be happier with the result. So when we come back, I'm going to go into a little bit of an Irish Knicks fan update because we've got some very exciting things coming. And then I'm going to finish off with a bit of a ranty rant, as I mentioned, about why it's important to give yourself a break and maybe not be so hard on yourself, you know, especially when you're trying to put some things like this out into the world. So we'll be back shortly. And we're back. So a few very exciting announcements for the Irish Knicks Fan Podcast. First of all, we had our first ever 500 download week last week. Yay. This is incredible. And what's actually been really exciting to see that is that all of this has come almost entirely organically. I know that you guys have seen the odd call to action on LinkedIn or on my Instagram story. But one thing you haven't seen is that since getting published on Apple, a link that I have shared nowhere, the Irish Knicks fan family has been growing exponentially and has actually now our Apple audience, hello, is making up for the majority of the listening audience, which is a huge shift. As you are aware, we only got approved to be on Apple as of a week or so ago. So to see such a drastic shift and to see this growing at the rate that it is organically, when I have not shared that Apple link anywhere, this just shows that people are looking for content related to the Knicks, related to craft beer, and related to business, and they're finding their way here. So hello to all the new listeners, really happy to have you on board, and happy to share this incredible experience with you in real time. So with that said, another big announcement is that we've actually secured the space for the Irish Knicks fan live experience on the 28th of April. You might have heard me mention a little bit about it in a previous episode, but that's all set in stone. It's happening. It's real now. And in the next 5.5 months, I will try and keep you up to date with all the developments. Maybe not so much in the lead up to the show, to kind of focus on actually putting everything together, get all the logistics in place, where and just kind of, I guess, go into a little bit of stealth mode to make sure that you guys get the best possible experience. But for all of you OGs, the people that are joining very early in this journey, you're going to get all of the updates, as I go through this process of putting something like this out into the real world and not just virtually. For one, as I mentioned before, I've never done any public speaking, so this is going to be a fairly new challenge for me. One of the guys actually suggested today that, 5.5 months is actually a pretty good period of time to maybe join Toastmasters and get some actual practical experience and feedback from people who would know about what it really means to be an effective public speaker. I will look into that. And if it's something that I do pursue, you guys will be definitely kept in the loop as to how that's going. I'm also having to understand, the absolute minute and intricate details of the actual logistics of pulling together an event that's going to consist of a live podcast recording with a live audience that's going to be live streamed around the world in real time, as well as actually providing you guys with a ranty rant in person in front of that same live audience, and then actually finish off the show with a live craft beer tasting. Again, that slot as to who will actually be doing that tasting is something that we're going to be working on in terms of who we're going to partner with, etc. But you guys will be kept in the loop. Might keep it as a surprise, haven't decided yet, but there's a lot of moving parts, there's a lot of things that go into this, and I am so excited to be sharing it with you and to be sharing the highs and lows, the fuck ups, the mistakes, the euphoric big wins that we'll have along the way. Everything like that is going to be documented for you guys so that we can feel like we've built this thing together, because we really are doing that. This is actually pretty scary. I think I've done a half decent job of sharing with you guys my fears, some doubts that I've had, innermost moments of self-doubt and all the anxiety that goes into actually bringing something like this into the world. I think I've done a fairly good job of sharing that with you guys, but I'll continue to do that because honestly, I wouldn't be doing this, if it wasn't for you. I wouldn't be, feeling as brave to continue sharing this with the world if it wasn't for all the incredible feedback that I've been getting and the growth, the organic growth alone is speaking for itself. Like this, there's clearly a need for, you know, not just beer, basketball, and business, but for somebody to be putting something so like raw, authentic, and like truly sincere out into the world. It's resonating with you guys in a way that I really wasn't expecting, especially this early on. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. It really means so, so much to me. With that said, gonna take one more break, and then when we come back, gonna finish off with a little bit of a ranty rant in this episode about the importance of self-care and giving yourself a break, and maybe not being so hard on yourself in those kind of trying moments. So we'll be back in a second. And coming back, before we close out the episode, I just wanted to also mention some pretty exciting news. It looks like Anchor have partnered with a live streaming app called Riverside FM. It looks like it's going to allow us to record live versions of the Irish Knicks Fan podcast, which will be super helpful in the lead up to our first ever in-person live experience. And it also looks like we'll be able to share the kind of live stream link with you guys ahead of time, which will be pretty interesting to see if we can get some of you guys to actually, you know, come on this journey with us virtually, even before we take this shit into the real world. It also looks like it's got some tools and some editing software built in so that we'll be able to repurpose the content and share it across all of our socials to give you guys a more kind of immersive 360 experience, and to be able to find us anywhere where you're spending that time and energy and focus. And you know, maybe you don't have time to listen to a 30 to 45 minute podcast and you just want a 3 minute clip of the most compelling part of the show, or maybe you might see more, let's call them imaginative TikTok posts going forward. But just watch this space, because I think this is coming at the perfect time. It's a bit of a kick from the universe to kind of continue to build, continue to put myself out there, continue to try new ways to connect with you guys and build, and you know, just honestly just get the reps in before the in-person event, so that I'm feeling like this is something we've done a million times before, and that it will create the space for me to be able to step in into my greatness and give you guys the best possible experience next April. So lots of exciting things coming in the world of the Irish Knicks Fan Podcast. But with that out of the way, I just wanted to share with you guys something that's kind of heavy on my heart today, the importance of giving yourself a break when you need it. I know it can be really hard, especially when you are a self-motivated, highly passionate, highly intelligent, you know, focused and determined individual that wants to basically, you know, find the most efficient way to kind of make your dreams a reality. It's hard sometimes to just step away from that. I mean, I know we've talked about the toxic nature of hustle mode on previous episodes, but this is a perfect example. Tonight, I finished work a little bit later than I had expected. And, you know, I was thinking, you know, I better go to the gym and I can record the podcast after. I have another game from last night against the Nuggets to watch once I've posted this episode. And I just thought, you know what? Make the podcast a priority. You've worked your ass off this week. And, you know, if you look at your stats on your Apple Watch, not that that's the only thing that matters, but you're averaging around the caloric burn that you want to set as your goal on a weekly basis. So, you know what? Tonight, give yourself a break. Focus on the things that require the least amount of physical energy. And, you know, just be a little kinder to yourself. So again, I'm sharing that with you because I do think that we have a really bad habit of thinking that productivity equals self-worth, or that if you're not successful or if you're not, you know, being productive, that you're somewhat less valuable as a human being, that your place in the world is dictated by, you know, the number in your bank account or, you know, the amount of people that you're, you know, out with at the weekends, or, you know, the number of people that maybe you're texting, or, you know, how big your social circle is what I'm trying to say there. You know, all of these things are external, and honestly, it's the magic is when you kind of shift that focus into the intrinsic motivators. So we could do a whole podcast on the difference between extrinsic motivation, which is things that are happening externally that will drive you forward, or the intrinsic motivators that are the things deep inside you, in your soul, that you know, that will compel you to act. So there's a huge difference. I mean, all of those things, like I'll condense it for the sake of this ranty rant, but like all of those things, like social status, your job, and like all of that that goes into keeping up appearances and such, all of those somewhat toxic behaviors, that is extrinsically motivated because you want to appear that you are kind of crushing it in all of those areas. However, a great example of an intrinsic motivator would be this very fucking podcast, because I'm not trying to monetize this right now. Like, I honestly, yes, I'm very, very, very happy and honestly a little shocked about how quickly we've grown. You know, we just had our first ever 500 download week last week, which kind of blows me away, to be honest. But even if there was 7 people watching, I would still want to put this out into the world because it represents me and my heart and the things that I care most about. And, you know, it's an outlet for me to share my passions with the world and give whoever cares enough to listen an insight into who I am, what I care about, and like what I'm striving for. So, and even if nobody listened, I'd still want to do it because I'm motivated by holding myself accountable to bringing these things into fruition and making my dreams a reality. That is an intrinsic motivator. Right. So when it comes to things like the gym, for example, it can be both, which makes it kind of confusing. So tonight, you know, I was planning on going to the gym. It didn't happen. I finished up work a little bit late, and because I have to, well, not that I have to, I get to post this podcast today, and then I have to watch the Knicks Nuggets game from last night, and then potentially even post another podcast. I just thought that if I'd actually gone to the gym, by the time I got home, I'd feel depleted. I wouldn't have the same kind of energy. I wouldn't be able to deliver for me or for you guys as an audience in the way that I would like. So I made the executive decision to not go to the gym today. And I guess I just wanted to take this opportunity to give you guys another PSA to say it's okay. Sometimes you have to take a break. Sometimes you have to understand the difference between productivity and output and the different contexts in which it can occur. So like, for example, yes, going to the gym would have probably been a great experience, and I've gone a couple of times already this week. I'll be there tomorrow. I'll be there, or potentially both days over the weekend. I'll still, at the very worst case scenario, I'll have gone to the gym 4 days out of 7 this week. And yes, one side of me would be pissed off at that, because we went from a full month of training every day for Sober October to like more of a, you know, 4 to 5 times a week schedule following. But I mean, that's what's sustainable, and really, you know, work it out 7 days a week, you know, for an entire month, you know, was great when it was fueled by the purity of what we were trying to achieve for Sober October. But in life, it's not sustainable to operate with that lack of balance, right? So I figured that in this case, it would make more sense for me to take the energy that I did have left over after a full work day and pour it into this fucking podcast. And I'm so glad that I did. And I just thought it would just be an interesting, you know, perspective to share with the world, to say that, you know, I know how it feels. I know that, like, as I am very focused and very driven, I am results orientated. It's a gift and a curse, should I say. But it's okay. It's okay. It's like the world isn't going to stop turning because you didn't go to the gym. Your reality, the reality of the situation is that your level of productivity does not dictate your value as a human being. I say that as I'm about to crank out 5 podcasts this week, but let's maybe cover that off for a different episode. But I just wanted to say that this is, you know, sometimes it's okay to be kind to yourself, to do what you can. And as long as you're finishing each day saying that you did your absolute best, that you treated everybody around you with kindness and respect, that you gave it your all in your personal and your professional life, that you took time for yourself, that you basically squeezed the life out of every day, like every minute of that day. But that it wasn't just productivity for productivity's sake, and that you had a balance of all of it. Because that's what it is. Like, that's what makes this sustainable. That's what keeps things from, you know, keeps things fun, exciting, and interesting, and compelling. Then, like, how am I supposed to continue putting things out into the world like this, where I'm tapping into, honestly, like, you're getting to hear, like, my deepest, darkest thoughts, my moments of self-doubt, my moments where I'm wondering, what the fuck am I even doing here? Or, you know, my burnout story and how I basically drove myself into the ground and didn't even want to be here anymore, to, like, ultimately, you know, rebuilding everything from scratch, from how I saw myself, how I saw my place in the world, how, like all of this came from, you know, from realizing that, like, all of this, everything that's been created since, the very person that I am today, the incredible experiences that have come from me taking ownership of my life again and reclaiming my sense of self and my own self sense of even being worthy of the potential that I feel is, like, just growing and like, you know, building inside of me, dying for a chance to get out. Like, it took me a while to even feel worthy of pursuing that again. And this is what this podcast is all about, is I'm putting all of this out. I am using this podcast and what we're building as not only a continuous daily way of keeping myself accountable to my dreams and to my aspirations and to who I ultimately want to become. But I'm trying to do this to lead by example and show you that it is possible, that you can put this shit out there, that you can put the wheels in motion, and that honestly, though, all of those things that you're sitting on could be the things that are, you know, that it could unlock new levels of happiness and success and, like, true fulfillment, that, like, in ways that you can't even conceive of yet, just by starting. Just get it out there. Like, again, I've done many rants like this before, and you know, maybe you've heard all of these episodes and maybe you're thinking, Breen, like, okay, we get it, you know, like, take the leap, do the things, like, be your true self. We know, I get it. But my point more so is that I wouldn't have the energy to do that if I didn't take the moment like I did today and say, no, you know what, Breen, today is not a day for the gym, and that's okay. You don't have to have any guilt linked to not making it, because instead you're going to put out a kick-ass episode of the podcast. You're going to get some time to yourself. You're going to get some time to do some Irish Knicks fan related homework in regards to last night's game against Denver. You might even get to post another podcast tonight. But would that have been possible if you went to the gym and you completely depleted yourself and you barely had the energy to even post this podcast, let alone do anything else? No. So the bottom line is, to the extent in which you manage your energy and your level of output, and to the extent in which you're aligned with your intrinsic and extrinsic motivators, and to the extent that you actually give yourself the grace to balance all of the above, is going to be the difference between where you are today and where you will be even 5 years from now. And you might be thinking, oh, you know, 5 years, I don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. Yeah, me neither. But think about how quickly these last 5 years have gone. It's 2023 in a few weeks' time. 5 years ago, as of the 1st of January, will be 2018. Like, just about, you know, like 2018. I'm sure a lot of you listening have some very clear and vivid memories of what happened in 2018 in your lives, whether personally, professionally, or otherwise. As of a few weeks from now, that will have been 5 years ago. That is insane. So the time will go fast, and the decisions that you make today and the things that you hold yourself accountable for on a daily basis. But again, I do, like, I can even hear it in how I'm getting this point across. I am so conditioned to tie my level of productivity and output to my own level of self-worth that, like, even when I'm trying to give a ranty rant about about the importance of balance and grace and giving yourself a break when you need it, I'm still leaning towards productivity, which is, that's all you need to know. It's like, even when we try our best to promote balance and to give ourselves the grace to, you know, to pour into our cup in all these different areas of our life, we still will have a hard time sometimes just detaching from that extrinsic motivator of productivity equals success, which we know is a farce anyway, because, well, this has gone down a rabbit hole. I hope that there is some value from anything that I have talked about in this last part of the podcast. But, you know, like, ultimately, I kind of lost my train of thought, but we'll continue. Ultimately, what is true success to you? Is it a big fat bank account, but you're morally and spiritually, you know, and like personally corrupt and or bankrupt, should I say? Or is it, you know, knowing that you're a good human being and that you're kind to people, and like it's all these basic things, you know, the basic notion of, you know, people will never remember what you did, they'll remember how you make them feel, that it's not really about like the number in your bank account, that it's about how many people show up to your funeral. We've all heard these things, and some of them are so cringy and overused that I even hate that I included them in this episode. But there's a little bit of truth to every cliche. And at the end of the day, as long as you're trying your best, as long as you're managing your energy, as long as you are, your intention that you're putting out into the world is pure, and as long as you're trying your absolute best to be all that you can be, then give yourself a break. You're doing great. So on that note, guys, that will be another episode. that will be the end of another episode of the Irish Knicks Fan Podcast. As always, thanks for listening, and let's go Knicks!